Good morning and welcome to Wednesday morning, February the 14th in 2024 on When I Rise. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. We continue year B. This is the first Sunday in Lent, but it's also Ash Wednesday today. So there's a separate liturgy for just today in the church calendar year. So I thought I'd pick up the gospel text from the Ash Wednesday liturgy, which is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. So let me read that passage, provide a couple points for reflection, and then we'll spend our time praying along the theme that we find there. Thanks for making us part of your morning on When I Rise. Let's allow our souls to rise and meet God together in a time of prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. When you are practicing your piety, mind you don't do it with an eye on the audience. Otherwise, you won't have any reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give money to the poor, don't sound a trumpet in front of you. That's what people do when they're just play-acting, in the synagogues and in the streets. They do so that people will be impressed by them. I'm telling you the truth, they've received their reward in full. No, when you give money, don't let your left hand have any idea what your right hand is up to. That way, your giving will be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, you mustn't be like the play actors. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on street corners so that people will notice them. I'm telling you the truth, they have received their reward in full. No, when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is there in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. This is the word of God for us. All right, so this is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of the season of Lent. And just to give some background on the season of Lent, Lent simply means 40. So there's roughly 40 days between now and Easter. And actually, if you tally up the days, there's more than that. And so there's some other things going on. In some parts of the church world, there's a sense where every Sunday, even in the season of Lent, is a mini Easter. And so sometimes those don't count. And then when we get into Holy Week itself, there's like three sets of days called the Triduum, which is like a Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, that are in a season of their own. And then Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, is there. So if you take out those mini Easters, take out the Triduum, it's about 40 days. And it's 40 days of preparation and reflection and preparation for Easter Sunday. And so it all starts on Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is a chance where we can express our lowliness because of our sin. This is something that I just admire so much in the church world. Not every Christian will do an Ash Wednesday service. They won't attend it and receive the ash. But I think it's one of the neatest little things that we do throughout the year. Because it's a time where, like, as you go throughout public, if you go like to the grocery store or to like kids' basketball practice later tonight, and you see people with the ash on their forehead, like, you know who's among the people of God. There's not many ways that we would know it otherwise just by glancing at somebody. And so, you know, you get the sense where, oh, this is, many of us are on the road to follow Jesus together. And receiving the ash is quite an unusual thing too, because, you know, you allow a stranger or someone who's relatively a stranger to touch your face and to get that real close to you. This is kind of odd. So you put yourself in an odd situation, and we tend to learn in those odd situations, right? But I love, when I was a pastor in a tradition where they would have these services, you get to look a fellow disciple, you know, eyeball to eyeball in really close proximity. And you get to say that even though we're all loved by God, that we have to face the fact that we're going to die someday. And so we need to reckon our life. We need to deal with our waywardness and try to follow Jesus all the more closely. And so I think it is a great practice for the average believer. So if you get to find yourself in an Ash Wednesday service today, relish it, because it seems to be something that's going out of style in modern American religion in particular. I'm going to slide over to a Lutheran church in our city, because they've got one over the lunch hour, so I get to go do that before I go to my afternoon activities and meetings. So Nevertheless, today's the start of the season of Lent. And so as we look at Ash Wednesdays, we look at repentance and lowliness, choosing a different path. We get this great text from Matthew chapter 6. There's actually three different practices that Jesus talks about here in this passage. We only cover two of them, but he talks about giving alms, and he talks about prayer, and he talks about fasting. And he sets up like a split screen, doesn't he? He talks about like doing these acts in public view versus private view, and then who sees it, which is the public versus our Father, and then the repayment or reward. If we do these things in public view, people will reward us for our deep spirituality. They'll just admire us, like, wow, this person's giving, you know, money to this charitable organization, or wow, look at them pray. They must have a real close walk with God. Or, oh boy, they're like giving up their fasting and they're in agony because of it. Like, they must have an impressive spirituality, right? But then we have this like other side of the split screen where it's like, no, if you do it in secret, God sees you there. And then there's like this repayment and reward in secret. Now, we just have to acknowledge that we don't do piety so that we can be rewarded by God. But isn't it like nice that there's a sense where like there's like a, as we like, you know, engage in the spiritual practices for audience of one, that there is some sort of a reward. There's some sort of a feedback loop of this is the way in which we should live life. So once again, our incentive is not to get stuff from God, but just like any other life-giving relationship, we do feel a sense of delight as we give great effort towards that relationship. So it's our same way with our God. And so once again, what I heard along the way is this idea of these types of practices done in secret, forfeiting the accolades of the public, but allowing us to have it between us and God, is a form of voluntary weakness. We choose to do things which some people might see as weak, and there's like a double weakness of doing them in private as to not get a reward from our peers, right? But there's something where we're rewarded and given an inner strength whenever we embrace this voluntary weakness. And so the Christian life is a growth mindset. It is to grow in grace. It's to see the work that God began in us carried to its completion. There's a sense like in a mystery, some of this is on God and some of it's on us. I mean, the Apostle Paul says that we work with God in perfecting holiness out of reverence to God. And so as you and I think about lowliness and repentance and wanting to make changes in our life and grow in our faith, we're going to have the temptation to do it in full view of everyone so that they can be impressed by us. So the subtle teaching of Jesus here is to actually live into this growth mindset, to do that in the secret place with God and relish the communion that we have with God there. So those things in mind, we'll spend some time praying to our God this morning. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we rejoice in the newness of the season of Lent. We thank you that it draws us closer to the reflection of the cross and the empty tomb. And we thank you that you are continuing to work in our lives and that we can give ourselves to a life of growth and discipleship. And we thank you that you're quite patient with us, that you're never in a hurry, that you are handcrafting us as people who walk with you. And so God, this day, we just recognize that we would like to make the most of the season of Lent to employ different habits and ways for us to shed sin and to walk ever more closely with you. And so we do thank you for the subtle teaching of Jesus that reminds us that we should do our piety in secret so that we could be rewarded and have communion with our Heavenly Father. And so this day, help us to throw off our pride and maybe even competitiveness that tries to outdo the person next to us in our spirituality. Help us to embrace the true vision of spirituality, which is to become more like Jesus. So if that means it comes at the cost of not being recognized as we grow in the faith, we embrace that way, knowing it's the one true and wise way. So help us to commune with you, and help us to experience that repayment or the joy and the delight of being in communion with you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.